This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station. Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
And it's a new day if you want it to be. Now, we're going to travel to Tanzania today.
Correct.
We have a very special guest who's visiting the United States. He also trained in the United States years ago. And he is, what do you refer to yourself? I know your name is Bella, but, are you a reverend? Are you what?
Bishop.
A bishop. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I'll ask you in a moment, what is a bishop? Because I go to Bishop Trevor's church sometimes down in Fort Pierce, and I don't know why, what this bishop thing is. Now, Oka, we have a long-standing friend. I think I've known you 25 years?
We came to Vero in 1998, and
I think we met
not long after that. I met you.
I was 4 years on the air then.
Yep.
31 now.
Yeah.
So you've been hanging around this town for quite a while.
Been around.
John Robbins and St. Paul's over on the beach.
Yes.
Now, I don't know where you used to meet, but I think you used to rent little spaces here and there.
Yeah, we started out in the Surf Club Hotel.
Yes.
And the Bates family was super gracious to us and gave us access to use the conference room there at the hotel. And then, so we were there for maybe 3 or 4 years. Then we went to the Garden Club of Indian River County, and then the Lord gave us this beautiful building on the beach.
A wealthy person comes along and gives you this piece of land, and other people join in, and it's a beautiful stone church.
It is.
I wish it was on the corner so more people could see it.
Well, thank you. But
there's two beautiful stone churches in this town, yours, and then there's the one out here on
on Indian River Boulevard. Absolutely beautiful.
It was gorgeous, and then they put tennis things up in another building, and you can't even see it. It's a shame that these beautiful, beautiful buildings are hidden, but that's the nature of God, is it not?
Right. Yeah.
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 Have you noticed that you both went to school together, but let's go back to the beginning. You're originally from Tanzania?
Correct.
Okay, and how did you end up in the United States, and what school did you two meet at?
Alliance Theological Seminary in Nyack, New York.
Oh, Nyack, New York, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so how did you come here, of all places, to New York to go to school?
First of all, New York was very impressive to me when I was growing up. I read a lot about New York City, and I wanted to be close to a city as I go to school in America. Secondly, Nyack is close to the water, the Hudson River.
Yeah.
So I loved water, and I wanted to be close to the water again, but also at the same time close to New York City. So that's why I ended up choosing to come to
Nyack. I was on the Hudson River myself in Poughkeepsie, so we have that in common, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you came here to New York. Now, this was pre- becoming
before I became a bishop.
Oh, you already were a bishop?
No, I wasn't.
Oh, you weren't. You came as a regular citizen.
Just a regular person.
Okay. Had you had a conversion to Jesus yet, or did that take place?
Converted before long. But in 1974-5, I became a Christian.
Where? Here or there?
No, back there.
Back in Tanzania. Mm-hmm. So you came here as a Christian.
I came here as a Christian.
Now, how did you choose the school where you would meet John Robbins?
I had applied for several schools, about six of them, but I chose Nyack instead of the other. Dallas was one of them, I think.
Seminary Institute, seminary, or the Theological Seminary.
Whitton was one of them, I think.
Yes.
And other schools, but I chose Nyack because of that. But I think it was providential that I could meet Father John.
Oh, yeah.
Otherwise, I wouldn't have met him.
No, that's right. And for some reason, you two hit it right off now. You became a Christian like me a little later in life. 1984, you had a conversion experience. What were you prior to that?
Yeah, so I grew up in the Episcopal Church, attended just about every Sunday. I sang in the choir. There was a beautiful men and boys choir at Trinity Southport. But I did not have a personal relationship with Jesus. And so after I graduated from college in 1983... I went to work for my father, who was in the insurance business. I was really heartbroken from a breakup with a girlfriend in college. And,
similar home.
Yeah, and just searching, trying to figure out. I mean, I'm starting out in the insurance business, but I'm just a lost puppy trying to figure out, where do I go? Who am I? Where am I going? And I was encouraged to go on a three-day retreat, Christian retreat. It's called Tres Dias. Other places it's called Crescio. Other places it's called Walk to Emmaus. It's got all sorts of different names and variations, but it's basically the same thing.
You go away from the noise of the world.
Get away from the noise of the world. You listen to a series of talks about the Christian life, and then they give you an opportunity to receive Christ as Lord and Savior
and
at
you
the
did.
End of the retreat. No, I did not.
Oh, you did not.
I heard the messages.
Stiff-neck, is he there?
Yeah. I listened. But one of the things that happened was on the last day, the head of the whole retreat got up before the whole group and said, you may think that you have a relationship with God, but unless you know Jesus personally, you cannot know God. And he quoted John 14:6, I think, which is, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me. And that was like, it was a revelation for me. It was like, I thought that I had a relationship with God, but I did not know Jesus.
Billy Graham said, people go to church, sit in the pews, they get just enough that they never get it, just like a flu shot.
So anyway, it began basically six, I didn't receive Christ on that weekend, but I couldn't get John 14:6 out of my mind. And so eventually I said a prayer, which I've heard many, many, many other people who come to Christ have said this prayer, which is a pre-conversion prayer, which says something like this. Jesus, if you're real, would you reveal yourself to me?
Did he?
And he did.
What exactly happened?
Yeah. So I was on my way to North Carolina to have a college reunion with my friends. And so
you're in a car.
I'm driving from Fairfield, Connecticut down to Nags Head, North Carolina. And what do? Back in the old days, you're listening to the radio the whole time.
Yeah.
And so I'm listening and I'm going, you know how you go through different areas and then it would get scratchy and you'd have to change the channel. And right? Yeah. And so I turn. And I come to a preacher on the radio. And he's like, Signs and wonders. It's a sinful and adulterous generation that looks for signs and wonders. And I was like, I was immediately hooked because I was going through this time of searching and I was asking Jesus, I need you to give me a sign. I need you to show yourself to me. And I don't know if the name J. Vernon McGee means anything to you.
I met him, and he's been dead for 30 years, and it's still on the radio throughout the world, still.
Right. Yep, so I'm convinced.
J. Walter
I didn't even know J. Vernon McGee, but then when I heard him later, I'm like, oh my gosh, I think this is the guy. The twang of his voice
kind of drew me in. Y'all need to come to know the Lord.
Yep, and so he was preaching on Doubting Thomas.
Uh-huh.
And he said, you know, Thomas, when Jesus first appeared to the disciples on Easter Sunday, Thomas was not there.
Yeah, correct. He wasn't.
And so when the disciples went to him, they found him. He was out in the street somewhere.
No, I never knew that till this moment.
He went out and they found Thomas and they said, we have seen the Lord.
Yeah.
They were so excited. They were like overjoyed. And Thomas is like, spitting bullets, like he's so angry, and he probably went off to sulk some way after Jesus was crucified. He's discouraged. I've given my whole life to this thing, and now it's just—it's gone up in a flames.
I won't believe unless
I will not believe unless I put my fingers in the nail marks and my hand in his side.
Yes, ooh,
right. So it says a week later, Jesus comes through the door.
Literally.
And he goes immediately to Thomas.
Yeah.
Right. Bypasses all the others. he says, Thomas, put your fingers here. Put your hand on my side.
Nothing God misses.
Be no longer unbelieving, but believe.
Yeah.
And with that, Thomas says, my Lord and my God.
Ooh, so you're in the car listening to this.
Right. And so I'm listening to this. And then the final thing that Jesus says is, because you have seen me, you believe. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe.
Now why?
And it was like, I was like, I haven't seen him, but the Lord is giving me a message. It's like I'm being spoken to directly by the Lord at that point. And it's like, I don't have to see him in order to believe. And the whole thing, it's like one of these miraculous things where the Lord brings everything together in that moment. And I knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that that message was for me personally. And so I trusted Jesus. I knew that Jesus was there with me in the car as I'm driving along. So I prayed to receive Jesus in that moment. And, you know, so then my whole, the whole trajectory of my life.
Did you sense anything? That's almost like a conversion from off to on, or?
It was a powerful personal encounter with the living God.
Yeah, that's what I had.
It's incredible.
That's a lot of things seem to happen in people's cars.
Yeah.
My uncle.
Christian radio is very important.
Well, yes, and we're on it now, which is really cool. And we might say something today which might be heard 50 years from now, because now we have on demand. It goes into a library, and that library may last for years and years, just like you were listening to J. Vernon McGee. God bless that man, you know. Ding! Hold on a second. Hey, J. Vernon, this is up here in heaven. Up, you got another one. Give him another crown, Dad. I'm only having fun, forgive me.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic. Yeah.
But
I'm very grateful for J. Vernon McGee. Eternally grateful for him.
I don't know if you are aware of the 700 Club. No. But it was very famous here in town. I mean, in the United States. And he was a black man, as you are. And then there was a white guy named Roberts. Pat Robertson. Yes. This is Pat Robertson. I believe God's visiting.
His son is taken over, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
So, and he had been an attorney. Gave everything away because he got converted to Jesus.
Oh, really?
He and his wife for a few years, he said, now you'll remember, this is a great memory. So when you're going through hard times, remember, this is a good time. But they lived on soy beans, soy bread, soy this. So they were, he gave all his furniture away. But God opened up mighty doors, and his ministry still continues today. Operation Blessing, feeding and clothing people throughout the world. He's now passed on. I got to meet him a couple times, and I, matter of fact, debuted my video that we shot in Israel, the empty tomb celebrating Israel. They invited me on the point is, they were I was staying up secretly at 3 o'clock in the morning watching the 700 Club, and I saw this white man, this black man, and they're praying. And so, and I'm kind of like secretly praying along, you know, and then they talked about this Holy Spirit. And plus, I've been being bombarded by everywhere I went from people, you know, about Jesus, you know, all these Jesus freaks coming after me. Well, God was after me. He'd chosen me. I did not choose him. He chose me.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is A New Day.
Did you serve in the military? I'm the home lady, founder of Operation Veteran Home Ownership. We help veterans use their VA home benefit. You earned it, now use it. For more information, call 800-229-9792.
Greetings, WCNO family. Our spring prayer and chair begins Monday, March 31st at 7 a.m. We look forward to these coming days to celebrate